The Academy Award-winning actor Rod Steiger was a Hollywood legend for his appearance in films such as In the Heat of the Night and The Pawnbroker. To mark the centenary of Ernest Hemingway's birth, he flew to London 3 years ago to appear in BBC Radio 4's production of The Old Man and the Sea. Rod Steiger died on July the 9th, and as a tribute to his work, the Friday Play tonight offers a second chance to hear his bold radio performance as Hemingway's great mythic hero.
Rod Steiger, in Ernest Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea, with Ramon Estevez.
Salao. That is what they called the old man. El Viejo, who fished alone for 84 days without taking a fish. Salao. Unlucky. The worst form of unlucky. I went with him each morning, but after 40 days without a fish, they whispered that I was Salao as well. They told me I must break the spell, that I must leave the old man and go to another boat. But that made me sad. Sad to leave the old man. Sad to watch his boat come home with its tattered sail, patched with flour sacks and frayed by the sun and the sea. Viejo, cracked and scarred, like the old man himself.
Give me the rope, old man. Throw it. Olé! You got it? See, wait until I pull the boat up to the beach. Then I will help you. There, seguro. No, leave the sail to me. I will bring it.
It went better today.
Malo.
No fish?
Not one.
Don't worry, Santiago. You once went 87 days without a fish. And then you caught big ones every day for 3 weeks. You remember?
Si.
Let me go out with you again. We made some money.
No, Manolin. You are now with a very lucky boat. 3 good fish in a week, Vero.
Si, Vero.
Then you must stay with them.
It was Papa made me leave your boat. You know that?
I know. You did not leave me because you doubted me. But if you were my boy, I'd take you out and I'd gamble. But you are your father's and your mother's.
Father has not much faith.
No, but we have. Haven't we?
Yes, yes, yes. Can I get you a beer on the terrace? And then home?
Why not? A beer between the fishermen.
The Cafe Terrazza, where the fishermen come to listen to the baseball and to tell stories of the great fish they have caught that day.
No,
each day after fishing, I come here because there is nowhere else to sit and drink and listen. But mostly I come because the old man likes it here. Even though sometimes the pescaderos make fun of him.
Hey, hey, Santiago! ¿Cuánto cogiste hoy? ¿Cuatro?
Old man, do you sleep?
Hmm? Oh, no. No, I am not asleep.
Bueno, dos cervezas, muy frío.
Gracias.
Santiago?
Sí.
How old was I when you first took me on the boat?
Five. You nearly were killed when I brought the fish in, you know, to grin, and he nearly broke the boat to pieces.
I remember everything from when we first went together.
It's good to remember.
You will go out tomorrow?
Of course.
Why don't I get the sardines for you? I know where I can get 4 tuna baits.
You do not steal them?
No, no, no. I'll buy them.
Ah, muy bueno, it's a good boy.
Where will you fish?
I fish far out, you know. Then I can come in when the wind shifts. I want to be out there, though, before it's light.
I'll try to get him to work far out. I will. Then, if you hook something truly big, we will come to your aid.
It does not like to work far out, your capitano.
No, but I will see something he cannot see, such as a bird working, and get him to come out after a dolphin.
Are his eyes bad?
He is almost blind.
Oh, that's strange. I understand. He never went turtling, you know. That's what kills the eyes.
But you went turtling for years off Mosquito Coast, and your eyes are good.
I am a strange old man.
Who drinks the liver oil from the shark?
Oh, well, we do one cup every morning.
Ooh,
no, 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 no. The taste is not bad. It's very good for the cold. It's very good for the strength, and it's good for the eyes. It makes them strong.
You're strong enough now for a truly big fish?
I think so.
Because of the shark's oil?
Oh, there are other things. There are other things. There are many tricks.
Come, I take the sail home for you.
Oh, boy. It's bueno. Mucho bueno.
Sí. Bueno te casa. Mira te cosas. We must catch this sail again. Next time, I will bring more flour sacks from home. Now, what do you have to eat?
Oh, I have a pot of yellow rice with fish. Do you want some?
No. I will eat in my home. Do you want me to make you a fire?
No, I make it later on. Or maybe I eat the rice cold, you know. 84 days.
Si. 84. But then 85 is a lucky number, no? Is that?
Si. Maybe.
So think of that while I get the cast net and go for the sardines. Will you sit in the sun? In the doorway.
See, I have the yesterday's paper. I will read the baseball.
I'll be back when I have the sardines, and I'll keep yours and mine together on ice, and we can share them in the morning, no? When I come back, you can tell me about the baseball.
You have to understand, my friend. The Yankees cannot lose.
See, but I fear the Indians of Cleveland will beat the Yankees.
Have faith. Have faith in the Yankees, my son. Think of him. Think of him like the God, the great, the Maggio.
I fear both the Tigers of Detroit and the Indians of Cleveland.
You have to be careful, or you will be afraid of everything. You'll be afraid of the Reds of Cincinnati. You'll be afraid of the White Sox of Chicago. You'll be careful.
You study it, and tell me when I come back.
Do you think, then, we should buy a ticket of the lottery with a 85? I mean, tomorrow, you think, is the 85 days, see? Do you think we could find an 85?
I can order one, no?
Well, one sheet. That's $2.50. I don't know. Well, who can we borrow that? Oh,
that's easy. I can always borrow $2.50, no?
You know, I think perhaps I can too, but I try not to borrow because, you know, first you borrow and then you beg.
Put this blanket around your shoulders. Yeah. Sir. Keep warm, old man. We're in September, no? Not in May.
Si.
Oh, no.
Let's see.
Adios.
Oh, God. You know, I can't be fisherman in May. September, that is the month when the great fish comes.
Santiago? Santiago? Santiago, wake up, man.
What? Okay. What?
You were dreaming? Of great storms. Of great fish. Of great contests with men.
Of lions.
Lions?
When I was your age, I was before the mast on a great ship that ran to Africa, and I used to see the lions playing on the beach. What is that?
I brought you some supper.
I'm not hungry.
You can't fish and not eat.
Would not be the first time, you know.
Keep the blankets around you. You'll not fish without eating while I'm alive.
I will.
Bueno, I have black beans. I have rice, fried bananas, and stew.
Maybe we should eat.
That's what I've been asking you. I have not wished to open this until you're ready, eh?
Oh, believe me, my friend, I am ready. I am ready now, as you can see. I only need to wash.
Why am I so thoughtless? I must have water here for him, soap, and a good towel. I must get him another shirt, jacket for winter, some shoes, another blanket.
Oh, this stew is muy bueno. Magnifico.
Tell me about the baseball, no?
The Yankees.
They lost today. No?
That means nothing. Because the great DiMaggio is himself again.
Don't they have other men on the team?
He makes the difference. He hits the longest ball I have ever seen. Do you remember when he came to the Cafe Terrace? I wanted to take him fishing. But I was too frightened to ask him. You know, they say his father was a fisherman. Maybe he was as poor as we are, and he would understand.
Santiago?
Si.
Tell me again.
Tell you what?
Tell me of the hand game with the great Negro of Sinfuego, who is the strongest man on the docks.
You want to hear that again?
Si.
Okay, the contest started on Sunday morning. And it ended on the Monday morning, one day and one night. Elbows on the table, on the chalk line. Everyone trying to force the other hand flat down on the table. And there was much of that. The referees, they changed every 4 hours. After the first 8, they could sleep. But I tell you something, there was no sleep for us. Blood came out from under the fingernails of both our hands, and the odds changed back and forth and back and forth. And then they gave the Negro room, and they lighted cigarettes for him like he was the king. And then the Negro, after the room, he would make one incredible effort. Then he tried to push me off balance.
But you would raise your hand to dead even again every time. Everro?
Every time and at daylight. The bettors were asking the referees that maybe they should call it a draw. They had to take the sugar off the boats at the docks, you know. And then it was that I forced the hand of the Negro down, down, down. Until it rested flat on the wood. Oh, yes. And for a long time after that, I was called El Campeón.
El Campeón de Santiago. But you didn't fight again?
No.
even though you could beat everybody?
I couldn't. You see, it was bad for my right hand, which means bad for fishing. Anyway, look, I knew I could beat anybody. I mean, I could beat them if I wanted to bad enough. And so can you, you know. That's what you can do. Oh, now, my son, you must go home and sleep so you can be strong in the morning.
Good night.
I will come and wake you.
Sleep good, old man, and dream well.
Dream well, huh? And no longer dream of the greyfish, or contests, or strength, or even my wife. Gone to God these many years. I no longer dream of these things because it makes me too lonely. Now, my son, I dream of only places, long golden coasts, high capes, great brown mountains, and the roar of the surf, and the lions on the beach playing like young cats.
Psst.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello? I'm sorry. I wish you could sleep longer, but you can't.
Goodbye. It is what a man must do. How did you sleep?
Muy bueno. Muy bueno. Today I feel confidente.
So do I. Come, I'll put your gear in the boat.
Gracias.
Santiago?
Si, muchacho.
I'm sorry, I can't go with you.
So am I.
Good luck for today, old man.
From now, the fans will be talking about this afternoon's hero as yet unknown, but the man and the hour are about to meet. If there is a ghost, his name will
echo. Now we leave the smell of the land behind for the smell of the ocean. Pobrecito. My poor bird, France. I hear you, you know. I'm sorry for you, my friends. Always flying, looking. Almost never finding, no. Maybe you have a harder life than we do. So there are no lights on the shore now. Bueno. And then I must be further out than I hope to be at this hour. Oh, no, sir. You must watch your lines. You must row gently. Keep them straight. Keep them at the proper depth. And have the bait waiting exactly where I want for the crayfish when he comes. If he comes. Yes, pobrecito. I hear you. You say you are alone now and no one to talk to? Well, then you are like me, eh? The rich have radios to talk to them and the boats to bring them the baseball. Well, this is not the time to think of baseball. Now is the time to think of only one thing. The one thing I was born for.
heavy, somber skies overhead. A few birds circling the field. Probably the Brooklyn wombat, which makes a sound like a baseball bat.
Honey, hey, I caught your thief. And sleep, yeah, sleep with the lightning bomb my toe to wake me up. Like the boy. Dejo, you must fish this one day well. So? No, I will not sleep. I will hold the line between my thumb and my... See, it's a pool. See, oh, not heavy, just a slight... Yeah, you see? Again. Oh, somewhere down there you were nibbling at my sardines, the coveted point of my hook, 100 fathoms down. Oh, it must be a marlin. Eat, my friend. Go on, eat, my friend. Eat the sardines. Eat them. Please, please, taste how fresh they are. Oh, come, please. Make another turn in the dark and come back and eat them. No. He can't have gone. Christ knows he can't have gone. He's just making a turn, see? That's it. Maybe he has been hooked before and remembers something of it. Yes, that must be it. Please. He's back! It was only his turn, you see. Now he will take it, he must. He got him now! See? Oh, what a fish he must be. Well, you have been eating the sardines at my table long enough what I have prepared for you, my friend. Now comes the time to pay for the meal. Time to pull you in. Now! Oh. Again? Dio! Again? Dio! I know you'll move me again, my friend. Dragging my boat. I can do nothing. I wish I had the boy with me.
Early in the ball game, there's a long way to go. Heavy shroud of mist.
Ah, my love. You must be 4 hours.
Outside.
It's cold now. I must wrap this sock cover around me. But I must not let go of the line to do it. I must not give him 1 inch. He cannot know there's only one man against him. No one should be alone in their old age. Huh? It cannot be helped. I wish I had the boy to help me and to see this. I wonder how the baseball came out in the Grand Leagues today. Huh?
You must concentrate, old man. You must eat, too. Eat the atun I gave you before it spoils. No matter how little you want to, you must eat.
See, Manolin, I hear you. See, I know I must keep strong. I wonder how old he is. This crayfish. Never have I faced such a strong fish, or one who acted so strangely. Maybe. He's too wise to jump. Yeah? He could ruin me by jumping. Or a big wild rush right into the bow. Ah. But if he has been hooked before, perhaps he knows this is how he should make his fight. You know, my friend, your choice was to stay in the deep, dark water far beyond all the snares and traps and the treasuries. My choice was to go there and to find you beyond all people. No, we are joined together, and we have been since noon, and there's no one to help us. No one. But what a great fish he is. And what will he bring in the market if his flesh is good? Eh?
Santiago?
See,
how do you know he's a male?
Because he took the bait like a male. He pulls like a male. He has fights like a male. He has no panic in it. Remember the time I hooked a pair of marlins? The male fish always let the female fish feed first. The hook fish, the female, they make a wild, crazy flight around, jumping, twisting, and exhausted her. And all the time, you noticed the male had stayed with her. And when we gaffed her and clawed her, and we pulled her across the side of the boat, then he jumped to see where the female was, and then finally went down deep, and he stayed deep. But he takes a look at the female first. I think that was one of the saddest things I ever saw.
I was sad too. Remember, Santiago? We begged her pardon.
Ah, si. Okay. Go to sleep, boy. Go to sleep. Perhaps I should not have been a fisherman. But that was the thing I was born for. Oh, his back cannot feel as badly as mine does. I cannot pull this boat for her, no matter how great he is, you know. I can last as long as he can. Fish, I will stay with you until I am dead.
The Giants about to perish, hanging on for dear life. The pitch, Irvin watches outside for ball one to the right-hander.
My dear, 2 hours into first light. Still, the fish does not get tired. Adios, no! You almost had me there. You would have pulled me overboard if I had not given some line. Ah, see, si, si, si. Yeah, something hurt him then, huh? Are you feeling it now, fish? Are you? Because God knows I am.
He has slowed much, old man.
I see. But there is much heart in him still, you see. And he pulls. And my hand, look. It cramps.
You must eat.
See, as you say, I must eat. I have to eat to strengthen my hand. Yes, all right, I will eat the bonito now. So, fish. Huh? We will rest together.
Eat it all. And then you will be ready. Eat while the fish, she is still calm.
Santiago. Look.
Oh, Dio! Dio, what a fish! Oh, he is 2 feet longer than the boat. Look at him.
You must slow the fish, old man. If you cannot, your line will break. Steady, old man, steady, steady. You are tied to the biggest fish I have ever seen. Bigger than I have ever heard of. Bigger than the tails of todos los pescadores put together, okay?
Look how he jumps, boy, look! You see he jumps, you know why he jumps? To show me how big he is, huh? I tell you, I'm not religious, but I will say 10 Our Fathers and 10 Hail Marys that I can catch this fish. And I promise to make a visit to the Virgin de Cobre if I can catch him.
You will catch him, old man. You do not need to pray, but if you must, Hail Marys are easier to say than Our Fathers.
Yeah, this is Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among the women, and blessed is the fruit of the womb, Jesus. Oh, God, where the fish, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Please, God, help us with the fish. Amen.
You see, see.
And the Blessed Virgin, please, pray for the death of this fish. I will show him what a man can do and what a man has to endure.
And now is when you must prove it.
Ah, see, but I wish I could sleep. I wish I could sleep and dream of the lions.
Do not think of lions, old man. You have to stay awake, but rest gently now against the wood. The fish is working now. Rest. But do not sleep. Do not sleep.
The New York Yankees are watching here and are being treated to one of baseball's great shows. The greatest thrill that I remember down through my years of broadcasting.
The sun is now on my left hand and shoulders. That means the fish has turned north, my fish, you know. If you are not tired, fish, you must be. Oh, very strange. I am tired. And the night will come soon. And the sharks. Oh, God, Dio, the sharks might come. Oh, Dio, if the sharks come, God pity both him and me. It becomes dark so quickly after the sun sets in September. When the first stars are up. Soon you will all be out, my distant friends. But the fish is my friend, too. Oh, I'm sorry for this crayfish who has nothing to eat. How many people do he feed? No. The question is how many are worthy to eat him? No one. No one.
You think too much, old man.
I think to stay awake.
But it is time to rest now, old man. Let the fish work until your next duty comes. 2 days, 2 nights. You still have not slept.
I can go without sleeping.
Even the moon and the sun sleep. And the ocean sleeps. On certain days when there is no current. It is time now. The fish is quiet and steady now. He may be half asleep himself.
Don't understand, not comprehend. I don't want him to rest. You understand? He must pull until he's dead.
Get some sleep, old man, while the fish is calm and steady.
See, see, see. See. Sleep.
Throw
throws wide. He swings. That's a pass. Face hit along the left field line. Alvin Dark comes in. Here's the
No, I have you. I have you, Fish. Oh, boy, you would have me dreaming of lions now, of pools of porpoises, while the fish pulls me to my knees and the lion burns to my right hand. That's it. Jump. Jump, jump, jump. This is what we have waited for, huh? But you will pay for every inch of line I give you, I swear, for every cut you give me, for every drop of blood on my hands, I will make you pay.
He is headed almost east, old man. Now what?
That means he's tired. And he's going with the current. But soon he will have to circle, you see, and then our work really begins. I have done what I can. Let him circle. Let the fight come.
In the dark, gloomy, somber skies at the Polo Grounds in New York, it's the greatest show on earth. The Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Giants' final sudden death showdown playoff game. The playoff payoff.
Wake up, old man. The sun is rising for the third time since you went to sea. And the fish is circling now. It is a very, very big circle. And the fish is rising steadily. What is the matter, old man? You must pull harder.
I feel faint and dizzy. That worries me.
You will not fail yourself and die on a fish like this. You cannot. Now that you have been coming so beautifully, God will help you endure. Say another 100 Hail Marys.
See, I'll say them later.
Keep pulling. Keep pulling. He will be up soon. He has to come up. And you can last, old man. You must last. Just 2, maybe 3 more turns to go. Come on. Santiago. Santiago, look. Look. No. No es posible. Can't be that big.
Oh, he is, my boy. He is big. 2 more turns, and I can get the harpoon in. I don't try for the head, because I must go for his heart.
Be calm and strong, old man. Now, do it now.
Next turn, he will come, and he will come higher out of the water. I have moved him, huh?
He has righted himself. Don't let him swim away.
Oh, fish. You are going to have to die anyway. Why? You have to kill me, too. Why? I'm not good for many more turns.
See, you are good forever. Oh. Now turn.
You have earned the right to kill me.
One more try. Keep your head clear, old man. Oh. Keep your head clear. One more time, old man. Turn the fish once more. He is alongside now. With the harpoon. That's right. Into the fish's side behind the great chest fin. Drive it further inside. All the weight.
He's on his back. He saved the belly up. And now you see how red of the blood the sea is. The blood of his great heart, huh?
Keep your head clear, old man. Make 2 more turns on the harpoon line to pull him in.
I am tired. I feel faint and sick. I cannot see. I cannot see well. I have killed this fish who is my brother.
Slave work, old man. It's time to do the work. The work I would do for you but cannot do. Now, get a line through his gills, out his mouth, and make the head fast alongside.
See. But first, you see, I want to feel him. To touch and feel him. He is
my fortune. But that is now I want to feel him. You see, I think I felt his heart when I pushed the harpoon in for the second time.
You must get to work, old man. There is much slave work to be done now that the fight is over.
Okay. Come on, fish.
I still cannot believe his side is so big, like lashing a much bigger boat alongside of mine. And look, his stripes, they are whiter than a man's hand. Look at that. I cannot look him in the eye.
It was the only way to kill him, old man. And he's your fortune.
See? 1,500 pounds, I believe. The way he is, maybe more. If he dresses out, you know, two-thirds of that, and think, at 30 cents a pound.
Hey, you will need a pencil for that, old man. Your head is not that clear.
See, it's better. I think the great DiMaggio would be proud of me. So, we go home. Well, you are right. I must stay clear-headed. I must stay awake.
As the Giants, favorites of Harlem, meet the boys from the land across the East River, the Brooklyn Dodgers. Up ahead, grimy skies.
Oh, how long have I been asleep? I was dreaming. Yes, it was all a dream. No, it was not a dream. I can't see.
You fish. Yeah. I can touch you.
Oh, well, I still feel the pain in my back. In the blood on my hands, it was not a dream.
Shark! A shark! You stay away, you son of a bitch! You stay away from my friends! You stay away from my teeth! The shark was no accident, old man. The Mako shark comes from down deep. From the dark cloud of blood where you took the fish.
See, but it comes so fast.
Yet, is he not beautiful? Everything about him is fast and strong. This is truly a fish worthy of you, old man. He has no fear at all. And will do exactly what he wishes. You must prepare the harpoon. Make the rope fast as he comes round again.
Is your head clear and good now, old man?
See, I know I was to go to Las. You know, I cannot keep him from hitting me.
Deep into his head, while he is out of the water, into his brain.
See?
Home run, old man. You have hurt him. See his eye as he turns. He is not alive.
See, he is dead, but he will not accept it. He's quiet, huh? Finally, he sinks. But it takes 40 pounds of my fish with him. It takes my harpoon, all my rope. And now, look. My fish bleeds again, and there will be other sharks. Oh, my brother, I cannot look at you anymore. When you were hit, I was hit.
But you killed the shark that hit your fish. And he is the biggest dentuso I have ever seen.
I know, it was too good to last. I wish I had never hooked the fish.
But remember what you told me, old man. That man is not made for defeat. A man can be destroyed, but
not defeated.
See? And I am sorry I kill you fish now that the bad time is coming. And I don't even have the harpoon. The Gentuso is cruel and able. He's strong and he's intelligent.
You are more inteligente than he was.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. I am only better armed. You know? I wonder how the great DiMaggio would have liked the way I hit him in the brain, eh? It was, I guess, no great thing, eh? Any man could do it.
But you are not any man. And you sailed well. Well, and every minute you are closer to home. You sail lighter for the loss of 40 pounds.
The scent of blood is in the water, which means the bad times will come and I have nothing. I have lost my harpoon.
There is nothing to be done now, old man?
See, I can lash my knife to the end of one of the oars. See? I lash it there. I'm still what you call an old man, but I am not unarmed, you know?
And we are sailing well.
We are sailing well.
And your hope is returning.
It's silly not to hope. It is a sin.
But don't think about sin, old man. Think about something cheerful.
For once, you're right.
Ooh, look! They're back! Look, Santiago, two of them!
Yeah, see? Those disheveled nose, eh? You shock, stupid, hateful, you bad-smelling killers! That's what you are! They will hit a man in the water, even if he has no smell of fish blood on him.
They are coming. Take up your knife, old man. They're closing. Watch it, old man. One is on your boat. Now, strike. Strike again, old man. One gone. But the other still attacks the fish. He is under the boat.
Hey, there you are, you putano. Here, how is this for you?
Still hangs on to the fish.
I stab him in the eye. Look, and he still does not let go.
Again!
Justo, right between the brain and the spine. Yeah! You like that? Go on, Galeno. Go on. Slide down a mile deep. Go see your friend.
Come down, old man. Look for your fish.
Oh. They have taken a coral. And how deep this is. Oh, God. Yes, I wish it was a dream. I am sorry about the fish. It makes everything wrong.
Look to the lashing of your knife, old man, and see if it has been cut. For there is more to come.
I wish I had a stone for the knife.
This is not the time to think about what you don't have. Think of what you have.
I have the oar with a bit of the knot that is on me. You see, the fish blood makes a trail for all sharks as wide as a highway through the sea. And please, I am too old to club sharks.
But you will try, old man. As long as you have the oars, the short club, and the tiller, you must try.
You give me much good counsel. And I am tired of it.
Tap of the ninth inning. Facing now the final count. The last mile. The last half inning. Newcomb works. Strike over the outside corner on Alvin Dart. First hitter in the last half of the ninth. It's almost all over in the ninth.
The boat sails much better now, you know. God knows how much the Galeno took, but my poor fish, he is much lighter now.
See, he was a fish to feed a man all winter. But don't think of that. Try to defend what is left of him.
What else can I think about?
You are tired, old man. You are tired inside. Try to get some sleep before sunset.
Si, I'll try.
Galanos! Straight for us! They have the fish! Strike, old man! Strike! What are you waiting for?
I wait to hit him on the tip of the nose or across the head. Now! There, you see? He sinks away.
He takes much of my fish with him. Oh, my brother. I went out too far. But we have killed many sharks, you and I. How many did you ever kill, old gray fish? If I could, I would have chopped your spear off to fight them with. Then, my friend, we could have fought them together. What will I do if they come at night? What can I do?
Fight them. Old man, you'll fight them until you die.
Well, I still have all those prayers I promised if I caught the fish. I'm sorry, I am too tired to say them.
The night wind is cold. Take the fish sack, old man, and put it over your shoulders. And think of good luck. You still have half of him. Maybe you will have the luck to bring back the rest of him.
No. I have violated my luck when I went out too far. I can see the lights of Havana clearly now. Now it will be over. And then Tuso will probably hit me again, but what can a man do in the dark without a weapon? Oh, God, I hope I do not have to fight them again.
You fought well, old man. They came in packs this time and clubbed at their heads and jaws at what you could only feel and hear. You did not see them tearing off the pieces of meat. Until finally one came against the head itself. And it was over.
But the last mighty blow that splintered the tiller itself. Uh-huh. You remember that?
I remember.
I drove the splintered butt into the last shark. And I felt it go in. And the shark let go and turned away. That was the best moment. And you know... They never came back. There was nothing more to it.
Now, we sail for home, Dio. The wind is our friend.
They have beaten me.
What has beaten you?
It's easy when you are beaten. I never knew how easy it was.
Nothing has beaten you. You just went out too far. Oh, man. Too long.
I just don't know what to say. It's the greatest victory in all baseball history. The greatest company has had in the history of the game.
Manoli?
Si, Santiago. Aquí. Don't sit up. Here. Drink this.
Si, bueno.
Si, bueno. Lots of milk and sugar. Drink slowly. Si. That's
how nice. How long was it?
You slept the night, most of the day. Here, drink some more.
That's my boat.
Don't worry. Pedrico is looking after the boat.
And the great fish?
Si.
My
truly
fish.
Truly great fish, Santiago. No one here has seen such a one at 18 feet at least.
What is left of him?
Just the head. But it was truly a great fish, old man.
This time, they beat me.
He didn't beat you.
Now we must make plans.
Did they search for me?
Si, claro, they searched for you with the Coast Guard and the airplanes.
The ocean is big.
So now we fish together again. Old man, you still have so many things to teach me.
I am not lucky.
To hell with the luck. I will bring the luck with me.
What about your family, sir?
I don't care. We will fish together. We will. And that's all.
We have always fished together.
Okay. ¿Qué pasó? What's wrong?
In the night, I felt something break in my chest, you know.
I will bring stuff from the drugstore, but first, I will stay by you until you rest again. Then I will go and get you a clean shirt and something to eat. But first, you must rest.
We must get a good killing lance for the next time.
I'll get another knife and have the spring ground.
It has to be sharp.
My knife. Bro. Yes, we will make it sharp. Yes, as you say, yes. Now sleep. Sleep.
In Ernest Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea, Santiago was played by Rod Steiger. Manolin by Ramon Estevez. Other parts were played by David Allister, Stephen Critchlow, Ben Crow, Becky Hindley, Johan Meredith, and Harry Myers. The Old Man and the Sea was dramatized by Bob Sherman. The director was Ned Chaillet.